inside his cage. Good afternoon. Welcome to The Present Truth, Tuesday. Rick Rodriguez. I have articles, that things that I think are important. I'm going to get to in a second. And before I do, I was thinking about this summit that they just had over in Europe. All the leaders of the world. Sleepy Joe falling asleep once again. And some of the other attendees, this group, this cabal of evil people. And of all times when they would have this, it would be on the weekend of Halloween. Now, for the people in the world, they don't think anything of it, for the most part. It's just an opportune time for them to get together. Absolutely not. This was premeditated, planned, orchestrated, timing was perfect, on the highest satanic worship day of the year. Christmas is another one. Easter is another one. May the 1st, right in that vicinity, May Day, another one. July the 4th, another one. But Halloween. This is when so much ritual sacrifice, so much worship to the devil goes out, that the common man, without understanding and having any insight into that other world, would never accept or believe or consider that such a thing could take place. But the fact is, the world is beginning to wake up. The societies of the world are waking up. And the Christian people are beginning to some degree, wake up. In the societies of the world, there is so much evidence that the witchcraft in their societies, that was at one time somewhat hidden, disguised, is now more and more out in the open. So this was not an accident. And then to accompany that get-together, then you have Prince of Darkness, the junior Prince of Darkness, Charles. He states that military-style campaign to force fundamental economic transition and to combat climate change. So he's suggesting a military campaign to force fundamental economic transition. What is he saying? It's dark sentences in the occult world. Fundamental economic transition to what? A cashless society. These people, they are good at dark sayings. Sayings that, for the most part, unless you're in their world, you don't understand what they're talking about. Then he says, an economic transition to combat climate change. The purpose is not to combat climate change. In the book of Revelation, I don't want to alarm you, I don't want to ruin your day, It's not my purpose. You want to know the truth. You need to know the truth. The truth is vital. Just like the truth is vital in what is happening with the COVID virus and the jabs. It's vital to understand what they are doing. And in the book of Revelation, it is pretty clear that in the time in which we live, the world is going to begin to transition out of the knowledge of the one true God into the transitioning away from the one true God to the worship of the devil. And that worship will be presented to the world by the high priest of the occult world, the Antichrist, who is presently getting ready to take his position in world politics again, and the world order that he is to bring in, which will be a satanic order. The world at the end, Christ talks about a quarter of the people dying and a third of the people that will die. Christ is basically saying that he is warning the world that these children of the devil are planning the greatest human sacrifice ever in the history of the world. This is all about the great human sacrifice which has begun. It's one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse to bring in disease. The other horse that is war has been roaming the earth. The man on the white horse is already orchestrating what's to happen in the future. And what happened there at the G20, at the COP26 climate summit in Scotland, along with the G20, when they're all together, they kill two birds with one stone. One is an economic purpose, the other is a climate purpose. Both are lies. Both are not needed. And Russia is the nation, and China are the only two nations that are really pushing back by not attending. They made it clear to these people that they're not going to obey. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Jessica Autry with the TC Group. 970-396-2404, your Colorado native realtor with 10 years real estate and property management experience. Whether you are looking to buy, sell, rent, or list your rental, I can help. Just call me at 970-396-2404 or email me at jessellenrealestate@gmail.com.
Do you need your fireplace clean? Not sure if your fireplace is working right or not sure if the fireplace is efficient? Call Abundant Flame at 970-966-0217 to schedule your appointment. We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-ins, pellet stoves, wood fireplaces, and electric fireplaces. Visit us at Abundant-Flame or call 970-966-0217.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360khnc.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360khnc.com/shop.
Everybody wants to rule the world. I'm not going to get away from the point I just presented to this audience. The great sacrifice of the human people, the great sacrifice of the occult world has begun. It's begun in the open. It is not something that is being done quietly, hiddenly. No. As someone in Christian ministry with a program, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church, the directions I get from the Holy Spirit are to warn people and to help to try to give them an understanding of why the madness, the chaos, the evil. That's what I am to do. That's what my purpose is. Now, the purpose of Junior Prince of Darkness, is to do whatever possible to convince, not to convince the people that he works with, but to convince, present to the people of the nations of the world that for the world to be saved, there has to be a new economic shift, and that shift is for the purpose of climate change, to combat climate change. No, there's nothing wrong with the climate. If they were to leave the climate alone, if they were to leave the air patterns in the air, in the atmosphere alone, if they were to leave the volcanoes that are dormant alone and quit using bioweapons, yes, but also using HARP technology, scalar energy, laser energy, microwave energy to stimulate these volcanoes, to cause them to erupt, to cause the plates in the earth, the foundations of the world, to slip, creating earthquakes and tsunamis. Quit using the technology, the Tesla technology, to start fires all over the world, if they would leave the climate alone, the climate will take care of itself, and mankind will be well, mankind will be healthy, mankind won't have a problem. The only problems that mankind will have is making sure the criminals are put in jail for good. The child pedo group, all of them internationally at the highest levels, the pedophiles, and these people that steal and abduct children to kill them, to drain them of their blood so they can drink their blood at a later date. If these people, they'll never stop. The worm inside of them, as Christ calls it, the worm in their soul is so deep, they can never stop their killing. They're serial killers. You can't stop their sex-deprived way of thinking. They're depraved. They're mad. But they're intelligent. You could not ever rehabilitate Ted Bundy. There comes a point, according to the Bible, when people cannot be rehabilitated. When they are at the point where they cannot be rehabilitated, if mankind and the laws of man won't serve justice on these type of people, then God will have to take action as a sovereign God, as an all-powerful God, as an omnipotent God. If mankind won't take care of these type of people, then God will move heaven and earth, cause things to happen, and take them out so that the rest of the people around them don't suffer, don't have to be part of their evil. So like with these people meeting in Europe in this last couple, three, 4 days, on stage, Don't think that God doesn't have his holy angels there watching. Don't think God is not aware of what they're doing. Their plans are for the great satanic genocide that the book of Revelation says is coming. It has already begun. It is only going to increase. It's never going to, till Christ comes, like he stated, no flesh will be, if he didn't come, no flesh would be saved. Mankind, the beasts in the field, the cattle, all of them, no flesh would be saved. And also when the Lord returns, when Christ returns, he said he is going to gather those people that destroy the earth. They also are going to be punished for what they do, not just to mankind, but even to God's earth. And the climate change is not natural. It is man-made climate change. They're changing weather patterns. They're interfering with normal flow of the atmosphere, the winds, and the jet stream. Also, in the book of Revelation, God even addresses what they're doing with the harp technology. He says there's going to come a time when God is going to intervene and he's going to stop the wind patterns and it's going to be still. The atmosphere is going to be still. And there's not going to be any airflow. And because of that, now you talk about global warming. Now you're going to see global warming to the point where these people, it states, they begin to gnaw their tongue because of the pain of the heat. It's more convenient and more, you might say they might accept chewing on their tongue because that pain is not going to be as hard as the pain of the heat that is slowly going to cook them. You want global warming? God is going to give them their wish. They're going to get global warming, and they're going to gnaw their tongues for pain. You can't mock God. These people are mocking the world right now, mocking intelligence. So, that wasn't what I wanted to present, but as I'm looking at what's happening with this summit, these people know what they're doing. And the common man who doesn't know God and doesn't believe in a devil is going to suffer for it. There is a God of the world. There is a God of eternity. Christ being the God of eternity. Now, I know that China and Russia, they did not attend this summit because they know the people who are attending from all of Europe, from the United States, from Canada, New Zealand, Australia, here with Charles Jr., Prince of Darkness, with Bill Gates of Hell, with Anthony Fauci, of the lineage of the Abyss. That's his last name, the Abbeys, or the Abyss. That's where his lineage comes from. His lineage comes right from the Abyss, right from the gates of hell, deep, deep into the deep recesses of the earth called Tophet. Then you have Klaus Schwab, his father, a satanic German SS member, served Adolf Hitler. They're the ones that made the heavy water, I believe it was, came into existence through them, because the people in the Nazi movement, many of them, all of them were occult practitioners and praying and having seances and beseeching the forces of hell to bring them technology synthetic oil. The Germans invented it for their rockets. The rockets 450 to 500 degrees in the motors. They couldn't use petroleum oil. They had to use synthetic. They invented it specifically for that purpose. You think some guy just in his brain came up with that? Yes, he did. But with the help of demons, Nikolai Tesla, do you think he was just a brilliant man that came up with this stuff without the help of demons? No. This was Halloween. We're in a season of Halloween. This is the occult world and the power of the occult world to bring technology like this into the world. The technology to be able to make these vaccines to do what they want them to do. I was talking to a friend 6 weeks ago, and he's a Christian pastor, been a pastor for years. And we were talking about the Neanderthal, these creatures that lived before Adam. And I told him, Doug, they're putting Neanderthal DNA in the vaccines. He instantly agreed. He knew immediately why. Because he knows the Bible. I know the Bible. We know the occult world. We know what they can do. If these people are, the evil people are one, whatever they desire to do, they can do it. They can even go into God's third heaven if they want, if they're one. The Bible proves it. Well, I said, number one, Neanderthal DNA. I have articles that have proven that in some of this DNA, in some of the batches, there's Neanderthal DNA. Secondly, I told him, I have suspected that fallen angel DNA is also in these vaccinations. And I told him, remember what the Lord said, Doug? He said that in the days of, at the end, it would be like the days of Noah. And in the days of Noah, the angels, fallen angels, came and mated with women and had offspring called Nephilim. And these Nephilim were half angel, half human. And I believe they have found a way to find the DNA of these giants that lived years ago and bring that DNA back to life. And they're injecting it. It's in some of the batches of vaccinations that are being created. They have a way to document each batch, who receives it, where it goes, what it does. Pfizer has studies to follow up on the effects of everybody that takes a certain batch of their whatever they create. And he agreed, because we understand the occult. We know what the Bible says. So now mankind is being injected with Neanderthal DNA and fallen angel DNA. And one of my programs I was going to give, but I haven't yet, is on this eternal. They have people now that are receiving cells that are eternal. They don't die. They live forever. Well, we know that the fallen angels, they don't die. They're eternal. What they do. The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, Rick Rodriguez. This is the top AM radio, KHNC 1360. We'll be back.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
Are you an expert in your field? Do you want to educate your fellow man? Or have you always just wanted to be on the radio? Here at 1360 KHNC, you can do just that by hosting your own radio show. Looking to grow your business or share your thoughts and opinions, or simply bragging to your friends that you have your own radio show? For more information, call us at 970-587-5003 or email us at contact@1360KHNC.com.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Tune in Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 a.m. for the Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all summer long, every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
Coming this coming Sunday for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry, my program is from 8 to 11. But starting this Sunday, I'm going to jump from 9 to noon. It's just going to work out better for the station. It's going to work out, I think, better for myself. I don't mind the 8 to 11. So starting this Sunday, I'm going 9 to noon. I thought I would let you know, so please join me then. I'm going to finish my thought, and then I'm going to get into why China and Russia are not part of this madness, because it's going to destroy them. So during the break, first things first. There was a woman by the name of Henrietta Lack, back in like 1952, and she had gone in for some tests because she is having problems with her female organs, and they found she had a tumor, and they found that she had some cells in these tumors. They took samples, and these cells were immortal. And to this today, presently, her family, they are trying to recover all of her cells because she was never informed that they were going to use her cells in biological experiments from that time forward. These were immortal cells. How did she get immortal cells? And how is it that she was in the vicinity of John Hopkins medical center. Could it have been she'd gone in at some point and somebody injected something into her that would eventually become a tumor and she would begin to incubate and become the host for these type of immortal cells? These people are wicked. These people are evil. You can't trust these big corporate, not the corporations, the foundations, the sites or the biolabs, research facilities. Well, now it is found out that all of her cells have gone out into the global world, into the global community, and people that have cancer, they find Henrietta Lacks immortal cells in them. That's what they do. At the break, Brian came in. And I'm talking about how these children of the devil, how they interfere with the natural events that take place in nature, storm patterns, things like this. Well, in 1997, Secretary of Defense William Cohen, he was at a counterterrorism conference sponsored by former Senator Sam Nunn. And the website is whatreallyhappened.com. It's the thought for today, November 2nd, 2021. Quoting, others, meaning terrorists, are engaging even in an ecotype of terrorism, whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely, through the use of electromagnetic waves. So maybe some of you were thinking, well, Rick is kind of far out there. Well, Rick is not far out there. I would tell you things that are so far out there, I can't tell you because you would never believe it. And then you would just turn the dial. I don't want that. I want you to continue to come back. So I present to you, and then I thank God that Brian would bring this into me, confirming what I had just told you. China and Russia, the two enemies of the globalists, the enemies of this new climate change objective, the globalist, their tool, yes, is a virus. That's a tool. And the vaccinations, another tool. But the big tool is the matter of climate change, because the people of the world have been brainwashed to believe that, yes, we have to save Mother Earth. Mother Earth is in trouble. If we don't do something, Mother Earth is going to die. No. King David stated that the earth is forever. The earth is resilient. The earth always comes back. Even in the 12th round, the earth will come back. This is why in the book of Revelation, the Lord is going to destroy those that destroy the earth. And those who are destroying the earth are the ones that are setting off these volcanoes, steering hurricanes, causing tornadoes, earthquakes, tsunamis. The center of all of the, I feel, I have research to believe, to back up with what I'm saying, that where and who and how are they able to steer, manipulate wind patterns? What kind of agencies can do this? Where are these agencies? Are they in Oslo? Maybe they're in Nairobi? Hawaii? Out in the ocean? There's got to be a center, somebody that has satellites, that has an endless bank account, resources, that somebody, that a group or agency that has science, technology. Well, where would that be? Well, that would be NCAR, the National Center for Atmospheric Research. That would be NOAA, the National Atmospheric and National Atmospheric Oceanic Headquarters in where? Where would this be? In Colorado. Where in Colorado? How about the great high satanic stronghold in America, Boulder, Colorado? You think I'm full of it? I'm not full of it. I study. I look to see what and who and how they do these things. What agencies? Who funds them? Right here in good old Colorado, you have NOAA, you have NCAR, the old Bureau of Standards, Martin Marietta. You have the Air Force Academy. You have the World Space Center, which was at one time moved. Donald Trump was moving it down, planned to move it down to Alabama. It's not going anywhere. The devil needs it here in Colorado. The Bible says great evil will come out of Colorado. International evil. And the evil that will come out of Colorado will be through atmosphere. Wind. Heavy rains, hurricanes, tornadoes. People don't have time to do the research. But I have a little time. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, 1360 AM Radio.
Hi, my name is Mindy Faulkner with Harmony Senior Referrals. My number is 720-934-7740. We are a senior placement agency that helps families find the right assisted living, memory care, and independent living for their loved ones. We put together the puzzle pieces of care needs, geography, and finances to find the right fit. We do emergency placements in as little as 24 hours at no cost to you. Again, I'm Mindy Faulkner, 720-934-7740.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
So I, just to inform you of what evil is coming out of the state of Colorado. Why? Because it's the highest point as far as an elevation in the whole country. And, you know, many don't understand spiritual things, possibly. But in the spiritual world, the devil wants to take the highest place, the highest position on the earth. And in the occult, in the Old Testament times, the children of the devil sorcerers, magicians, all these type of people would always go into high hills, and from the high hills they would send out their curses. It's just a spiritual principle. And they would send out their evil from a high hill, high position. And in this nation, the highest point to send out evil from is Colorado, using all of the sophisticated technology, the best. Money's not a problem. Technology's not a problem. And because it's not a problem, these people do what they want to do. And the volcanoes happening there in the Canary Islands, that is not a natural event. That is they're testing. They are using that as an experiment in the open where everyone thinks that it's just Mother Nature. No, Mother Nature doesn't work like that. Yes, there are natural volcanoes, but there are also the volcanoes that are stimulated by electromagnetic technology. Yeah, there are hurricanes, but when you can steer hurricanes, that's a different matter. When you can create wind patterns to bring in a tornado or two or three or four in a vicinity, that's unnatural. And God tells the world, and he tells his people, look at things, see what is not natural, what is a little bit unnatural. Something's at play that is not normal. China and Russia, they do not want the global agenda of the Pilgrim Society out of London and New York. The Pilgrim Society who gives directions to these people at the COP26, at the G20. These people are given their orders. Boris Johnson, he is compliant. He is flexible. He is ready to obey. He has been obeying all of his life, from the time of his early childhood when he was MK-Ultra'd. They used the MK-Ultra on him to make sure that he would, in the future, be obedient. Macron, you think these people grew up playing marbles and, running around playing hide-and-seek? Chances are, not 80% chances that they have been tortured. And now they'll obey. Merkel. You think that Merkel hasn't been at some point in her life been under some type of MK Ultra techniques? All of them. Charles? How about little Charlie Jr., Prince of Darkness? Or about William Gates of Hell Gates? When they're obedient, they're given abilities to make it in the world. Russia, they're attempting to destroy Russia. As today, as I'm speaking to you, the U.S. plans to deploy intermediate-range missiles in Europe. This poses a great danger and threat to us, Putin tells his ministry representatives. We are all aware that some of our foreign partners do not cease attempts to break the parity, including through deploying elements of the global missile defense in direct vicinity to our borders. We cannot fail to notice these threats to Russia's security and will react in an adequate manner. And on the same day, CIA Director William Burns holds an emergency meeting with top secret security council officials in the Kremlin early this morning. Why? Because Russia's made it clear to the United States CIA, and this is the head of the CIA. What's he doing there? Why isn't it the head of defense? Because it's the Central Intelligence Agency that is the Praetorian Guard of the New World Order. No, the American forces, yes, but they're doing other things. But it is the CIA that is the heart of all of the overthrows of the governments, of the presidents, of the dictators. It's the CIA. I never did get to finish my George H.W. Bush and the CIA. I went that way, but other things come in. I have to take care of these things. The other thing, China. China is not going along with this plan either. And you know, there's talk that, yes, America and China, they're working things out. Little by little, China is divorcing itself from the Pilgrim Society control of the Queen Mother, who is about to go be with her beloved devil here before long. She is a witch. She's a Satanist. The family is full of witchcraft. They're pedophiles. They are murderers. You don't have to believe me. Do not go to Google. Go to DuckDuckGo. Go to Start Page and start reading about the unroyal family, the unholy family, and you'll know what they do and why China and Russia are the only two nations, really, superpowers, that are fighting the global agenda, because it's going to kill them too. Be back.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty. If you're serious in bringing today's injustices to resolve, understanding, of course, that justice guards our liberties, there's only two places in which to bring you, the Bible and the U.S. Constitution. Join me on KHNC 1360 AM every weekday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 5 to 7 p.m., and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
All right, folks, Brian Kilmeade here. Thanks for listening to my show each weekday from 7 till 9 a.m. Have you heard how much KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies, has grown? Got a new lineup, big signal, and rapidly growing audience. So, if you own a business and would like to reach a conservative, patriotic Northern Colorado audience in a very affordable way, contact my buddies, my friends at KHNC, 970-587-5003, or email them at ontheair@khnc.net. That's 970-587-5003. Tell them Brian Kilmeade sent you.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
And to keep me on the air on this hour, just send whatever you can to KHNC P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, and just mention that this is for the Present Truth program, and this way we're not going to have any changes. Everything's going to stay stable. So, during the time of Antichrist, for the most part, many of the nations of Asia will not be in the Antichrist system. They will be punished by Antichrist and all the technology that will be handed over to him, but they will not. They will be at war with Antichrist for the full 7 years of his time as he comes. It'll be kind of a seven-year period where he begins to slowly and incrementally take power of the world. And then in the last 3.5 years of that seven-year period is when he just goes all out. But China at that time will be safer to be in than anywhere else in the Western world. Antichrist's domain will be mainly the Western world, but not so much Asia. Russia, during the time of Antichrist, Russia and Vladimir Putin, the prophecies about Russia will have been fulfilled. Russia will have been in one major war where she's destroyed while attacking Israel. And that's leaving a vacant void during that seven-year period. The only enemy, real enemy of Antichrist will be, well, in one sense, China. And eventually, Antichrist will use the Islamic forces, but some of the Islamic forces will also be at war with the West, as well as Israel. China will be at war with Israel, too. And the nation, the whole world will be at war with Israel. The Western nations and America, Europe, these nations are going to be forced to take the mark of the beast. That's just what the Bible says. That's what I'm presenting to you. Now, with what's happening with Russia right now, Russia has basically, I believe, told America and NATO, the European nations, we will protect ourselves. We will use nuclear force. America is just getting ready to send a destroyer or a battle brigade into the Black Sea to push again to taunt Russia. And I think Russia today has the CIA leader, the head of the CIA over there, and they're in for 2 days, some heavy negotiations. I think Russia, Putin, who is a believer, Putin is a as a Russian Orthodox member, he is a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the children of the devil in the EU, in NATO, in this country, they don't like that. Because Putin is trying to do everything possible to save his people from the coronavirus. That's why they created their own Sputnik vaccine, which has been sent all over the world to nations that are friendly with Russia, and it helps them a lot. Sputnik vaccine, you don't hear about that. He just sent I don't know how much he just sent to the Philippines to help them. 1360 AM Radio, podcast 1360KHNC.com. The Present Truth Program, Rick Rodriguez, Sunday, new time, 9 to noon. See you then. God bless everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Do you need your fireplace clean? Not sure if your fireplace is working right or not sure if the fireplace is efficient? Call Abundant Flame at 970-966-0217 to schedule your appointment. We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-ins, pellet stoves, wood fireplaces, and electric fireplaces. Visit us at Abundant-Flame or call 970-966-0217.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.